With nomination day coming right up on September 19th, and bearing in mind that the current council in Dawson, except for the mayor, was originally filled by acclamation, it seemed like a good idea to have a public meeting titled, Let's Run, to test the public interest in the local vote, which will take place on October 17th at the Art and Margaret Fry Recreation Center from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. A baker's dozen of regular citizens, including three members of the current council, turned out for the meeting in council chambers, which was also broadcast on Zoom, on the afternoon of Saturday, September 14th. The meeting was emceed by former Mayor Wayne Potoroka, who is currently a director with the Yukon Government's Community Services Branch, along with former Councillor Molly Shore, who is now a policy analyst, with YG's Regulatory and Consumer Services Branch, and Trondek Weechen Deputy Chief Aaron McQuaig. Available to assist were Samantha Crosby, Community Affairs Assistant Director, and Riel Elaine, the Community Advisor currently assigned to Dawson. Potoroka offered a slideshow, featuring the following topics. Why you should run, to be of service to your community. Nomination process, fill out the necessary papers supported by 10 residents between September 19th and 26. Requirements, to be a permanent resident within the boundary of the town. The role of council, to represent the entire community and contribute to council's decisions and policy making, for the good of the community and not for one's personal gain. Meeting procedures, to attend regular council and committee of the whole meetings, and other events as may be necessary. Councillors must obey the spirit and letter of the law and, in particular, the provisions of all relevant statutes, regulations, local laws and instruments. Municipal services, to provide for the interests of the town with efficiency, impartiality and integrity. Interaction with the public, to interact with the public in a proper and effective manner. Interaction with the staff, which is through the office of the Chief Administrative Officer, who is actually the only employee of the council. There were questions about details. There were lively discussions on a number of topics. Virtual meeting attendance by phone in the past or by Zoom since the COVID-19 pandemic is acceptable. Every councillor has a vote on every topic unless there should be some personal or business-related conflict of interest. Advice on this can be had from the SAO or the community advisor. Potoroka and Shore shared some of their experiences from their years of service, concluding their time had been valuable to them and well spent. McQuaig said being of service was her motivating factor. Three members of the gallery filled out forms and obtained signatures from others in the room. No members of the current council had indicated their intentions as of September 16th.